and welcome back to Maya's Reviews, a podcast and blog where I review all types of movies and novels. I'm Maya, and thank you for joining me for another movie review today. Now, before I get into my review or anything involving that, I do really quick want to mention I've talked about this case a couple of times in the past. Dee Warner is a missing woman in Michigan. I have all the resources that I have found linked below. There was a new ID disappeared episode that covered her disappearance. So if you have not watched that or are not aware and don't know what I'm talking about, please go watch the Interview Room podcast, who has done an excellent job of covering this case. I really think if this case gets enough publicity and is pushed out into the news so that people are aware of it, her family can hopefully find some peace and justice for Dee Warner. So I just wanted to mention that really quick, especially with the release of a new ID disappeared episode, that is still ongoing, and I wanted to make sure that, you know, we're all remembering this case, since I feel so bad for her family, and I really want them to have some resolution to what they're going through right now. So, like I said, if you are not aware of what I'm talking about, please go look in the description. I have as many resources as I have found. If you want a more in-depth look at what this case is, please go listen to the Interview Room podcast, like I said. Now, before getting into the review itself, I do want to mention that this movie heavily deals with suicide. So if you, and it's pretty much unavoidable, it's a key point of the plot. So if that is something that triggers you or makes you uncomfortable, I would not recommend seeing this movie or listening to this review, because it is such an integral part of the plot. So I just wanted to put that out there before I get into the movie I'm covering today, which today I am reviewing Smile, directed by Parker Finn. So this review, I'm not going to spoil anything. This is going to be as much as possible a spoiler-free review. At the end of my review, I will talk a little bit about the ending. I'll try to mention what I like about this movie without spoiling it, and I'll let you know before I have any type of spoiler or anything, because I think this movie has a lot of things that are unpredictable and are cool to see in a movie, so I don't want to spoil that for anybody. So I'm just putting that out there, though, that there will be a tiny little spoiler section at the end of this review, but I will tell you where it is, so do not worry about that. But if you have not seen this movie, just wow. Smile was directed by Parker Finn and produced by Temple Hill Entertainment and Paramount Players, part of Paramount Studios. It is a horror movie and it is rated R. The movie is 115 minutes long and came out on September 30th, 2022. The average rating on Letterboxd is actually 3.2 out of 5 stars, and the budget was $17 million. However, they so far have earned $89.9 million at the box office, which personally to me, that seems really good. I don't know in terms of everything else how good that is, but it seems to be doing pretty well at the box office. The movie's description: once you see it, it's too late. After witnessing a bizarre traumatic incident involving a patient, Dr. Rose Cotter starts experiencing frightening occurrences that she can't explain. As an overwhelming terror begins taking over her life, Rose must confront her troubling past in order to survive and escape her horrifying new reality. Now, with this movie, I just want to start off and say, I think this movie is a fun movie to watch. Do I think it's the best movie I've ever seen? No, but it was definitely entertaining and scary in the moment. When I went into this movie, I was expecting something a little more psychologically terrifying and disturbing, but I feel like a lot of this movie relies on jump scares, number one, which I will get into that. I don't know necessarily how I feel about that. It relies a whole bunch on jump scares and not necessarily gore, because there's not a lot of gore, but definitely in the end, it relies on visuals, I feel. So it's mainly jump scares and visuals. This is not necessarily a super psychologically terrifying movie. It's not very disturbing, I wouldn't say, but it's definitely scary in the moment. So this movie, like I said, is kind of, it's one of those movies that it's scary. It's a good scary movie, but I don't know if it's a good horror movie, if that makes sense. The movie does a really great job of being tension-filled, and the jump scares, like I said, sometimes, depending on the movie, it can jump scares can feel kind of cheap if that's all you have going for you in a horror movie. But this one, I don't know, the jump scares got me, I will say. A lot of them did. Some of them are very predictable, and that's an issue that I did have with this movie, is that I felt that a lot of the plot, especially in the middle of the movie, it was very predictable, and it kind of fell flat for me, especially in the middle. The beginning is great. It starts off with the main character, played by Sosie Bacon, Dr. Rose Cotter. She is I believe a psychiatrist or psychologist, one of the two, who witnesses her patient commit suicide. And this begins a chain. You find out that this is a chain of people who have this curse, that they see someone commit suicide in front of them, and they are now followed by this smiling creature that will eventually kill them. And so this movie, I don't know, it had some elements of horror, but it really reminded me of a thriller. Especially this movie reminds me of It Follows and Fallen, which, if you haven't seen those two movies, those are some great movies. I think this movie does a great job of being original, but it also has some elements that I was like, that's fairly similar to another movie I've seen. So there's a lot of things that I'm in between on this movie that really confused me. Because on the one hand, I really enjoyed it. It was a fun experience in theaters. The jump scares, like I said, were fun. Some were scary, but some were predictable. And then the plot was good, but then some of it was predictable. So I feel like this movie is one of those that's just in between. It's not an excellent movie, but it's also not horrible. The acting was, I feel, very well done. The characters, I don't necessarily know whether I relate to them. I don't know whether they felt like real people, but the acting, especially Kyle Gallner, which, if you don't know who that is, he is actually Colin Gray in Jennifer's Body, so that was really interesting. I was sitting there in the movie theater with my friend Gabby, who at this point is just a part of the podcast, and I was like, Gabby, that's Colin Gray, and she was like, what? So I felt the acting was pretty well done. Like I said, a lot of this movie is very predictable, but then the beginning and end are the best parts of the movie and really made me enjoy this movie. I'll get more into the ending later when I go over spoilers, but for right now, I'll just say that the ending I felt was well done. Because it's, like I said, very predictable in the middle. It has this kind of detective thriller feel to it. And I think that's where it lost me a little bit. Because in the beginning and end, it feels like a horror movie. It has so many elements of horror. And it is so visually terrifying. But then in the center, it feels like a thriller. And I think that's where it lost some of its appeal for me, is that the tone shifted so dramatically and didn't really fit with the rest of the movie. And that combined with the predictability in the middle, especially with the horror, was not really interesting to me. I honestly thought I was not gonna like this movie, because the beginning set me up and I really enjoyed the beginning, and then the middle fell flat. The ending was phenomenal. I think the ending was really well done. I think if they had ended it any differently, I would have not enjoyed this movie, and it would have had such a lower rating, personally, for me. The movie feels a lot like It Follows, where a curse is following a chain of people where only that person can see it, right? And so I hesitate to call this an original movie because there's definitely some things in here that are very unique and well done, but then it also, I feel, pulls or is inspired by other movies. Like I said, It Follows and Fallen were the two that really stuck out to me, and that's all I could think of when I was seeing this. I was like, this is just like that movie. And so I hesitate to call this an original horror movie, but there's also some aspects. This is the issue I have with this movie, is that it's so in between, I don't know where I stand, because I had fun watching it. It accomplishes some great things, but there's also some things that are just lackluster and don't really give what I wanted it to give, and so it, I don't know, it dulls my experience of this movie. And it was actually interesting because I was looking at this and I was watching it and I was like, objectively, this is a worse movie than Barbarian, but I had, I don't know, just Barbarian for me, right? Because I reviewed that recently. That was a fun movie, and so was this, and that was objectively so much better. It was more unique, but there were still issues with it. And then I was rating this higher. I'm still rating it higher because I don't know. There's just something off about this movie that doesn't click all the way, where I feel like it could have given a little bit more, and I think what it's really missing is that psychological element, where it wasn't, it was shown off as something that was going to be somewhat of a psychological horror movie, but then it really wasn't. And so I felt like that's where it kind of didn't work for me. And honestly, overall, I would probably, originally, right after the movie, I rated this a 4.5 out of 5 stars, and then a little bit after that, lowered that to a 4 out of 5 stars, and now I'm honestly, sitting here talking about it, I'm thinking of rating it 3.5 out of 5, because, like I said, it was, there were a lot of things that I really enjoyed, and it was a fun experience. It was definitely, I mean, I was watching through my fingers at some points. I came into this movie prepared. I had my hoodie and everything to hide underneath. And I don't usually have to, like, hide behind my, my fingers in certain in movies, right? But this one, I don't know, there was just so much tension because I knew something was gonna happen, and that's where it was kind of predictable, but it still got me. I don't know. I have mixed feelings about it, but this one scared me in the moment, but it's not one that's sticking with me like Barbarian did, right? Barbarian was scary, but more in a psychological way, and I think that's really where this movie failed, is that it was not as psychological as it would have needed to be for it to stick with a lot of people. I think the jump scares will get a lot of people. They got me in the moment, but it's not like if someone smiles at me now, I'm probably gonna be freaked out, but I don't think this is one of those movies that's just, like, life-changing, that's going to affect me, right? So I don't know. I've mixed feelings about it, and I think that's where it really, really failed, was the psychological aspect, because I didn't get that from it. But I think too, I'm not necessarily even saying that the middle part of the movie was bad. I just don't think it fit with the rest of the movie, because the rest of the movie has that horror feel to it, and then it switches to this kind of like thriller investigative style movie where the main character is trying to figure things out, and I really enjoyed that, but I don't think it fits with the rest of the movie, if that makes sense. So it splits it up and kind of shapes you around, and I don't necessarily like that. I think I keep going back to Barbarian, but this is just what I'm thinking of, the two movies I've seen recently, right? Is that one changed the pace, but not in a way that changed the feel of the movie. It just, I don't know, it changed the movie, but not to the point where you're taken out of it and you are not as into the movie anymore, if that makes sense. It's just mainly this movie, like I said, the psychological part is really where it failed for me. I needed more of that to feel more afraid while watching this movie, right? But overall, right now, I'm saying 4 out of 5 stars, probably leaning more towards 3.5. I don't know. I think it accomplished a lot of great things, but there were some things that really made this not as enjoyable. And now I'm kind of going to get into the ending, especially with spoilers, because I feel like I just need to talk about that because I really enjoyed the ending. And so just right now, if you have not seen Smile yet, I would pause this review and go watch it because I'm going to be getting into spoilers. So just a fair warning that it's the spoiler section now. So now that everyone who has not seen the movie has left, hopefully, the ending. The ending was crazy. So throughout the movie, the main character is experiencing all these things that no one else is seeing. And so you as the audience know that she is not going crazy, right? But everyone around her thinks that she is going crazy. And so there's these little moments that kind of flicker, and the things that the main character thinks are happening didn't actually happen. And they do this again with the ending. And I think it was done really well because I did not expect it. I mean, you go through the entire middle where everything's pretty predictable. There's a couple moments that aren't, right? But the ending switches it up so much. I was just shocked. I mean, I turned to Gabby and I was like, are you seeing this? Because I am seeing this. This is insane. And I think with the little flickers of her not knowing what's going on, where she thinks she did something, but that didn't actually happen, and then she's actually in a different scenario. That was so subtle in the rest of the movie, and it didn't happen every single time that it made it unpredictable in the end. I think that if they had done it a little bit more in the middle, the ending would not have been as good as it was, because you think, right, she goes to this house to face all of her traumas, and I didn't say this in the spoiler-free section because I feel like that's, I don't know why I feel like that's a spoiler, but I just feel it is, so hesitated to say it, but you think she's going to face all of her traumas and everything's going to be good, right? And I knew in my head, I was like, this is kind of a dumb ending if she, out of how many other people, gets out of this cycle and survives and nothing bad happens to her besides, you know, obviously, like, seeing people smile at her and being freaked out and having to relive all her trauma. Besides that, if she gets out of this alive and well, that would be so unbelievable and just so, it's like, why didn't no one else before her do what she did, right? And so I was kind of already thinking that, and I was like, oh, this is gonna be, you know, like, a bad ending to an okay movie. And she goes to this house where her mom died, right? That's a huge thing. She's blamed herself throughout the entire movie. It's been a talking point. And she goes here to basically relive her trauma, but face it this time and try to come to terms with it and cope with it, right? And here you get this really creepy monster. You see the monster that has been haunting her this entire movie. And honestly, my one complaint about this is that I feel it would have been better had we not seen the monster's face, because once I saw the monster's face, I was like, okay, that's a little ridiculous. I feel like if they had pulled kind of like, not a Blair Witch, but not shown you the entire monster, I feel like your imagination fills it in enough and makes it scarier than what they actually showed you. And so, I don't know, I feel like I don't know how they would have done that, but I feel like that would have been better somehow to not have seen the entire thing. But this monster, right, you think she's destroyed it because she sets it on fire and she leaves the house, she goes to, her ex-boyfriend's apartment. Her ex-boyfriend is played by Kyle Gallner. I can't pronounce names. Colin Gray, a.k.a. But she goes there, and you think she's, you know, she's coming to terms with everything. She survived. And I was like, oh, that's dumb. Like, that was too easy. And then her ex smiles at her, and you realize it's not over. And my mind was just blown. It was a good twist that I did not see coming, which was surprising to me because, like I said, the rest of the movie, especially the middle, was very predictable. And so I thought I knew it was going to happen. But they pull a little twist, and you find out she runs out the door, right? And you find out she never left that house. She's still at her old house. And then the real ex-boyfriend is there. Because he's been helping her with all this, right? He's, I believe, like, a policeman who has had access to all these files, has been helping her connect what has been happening to her to the other people in this chain. And you're like, oh no, because the entire thing is, right, she was out in this house because she wanted to defeat this thing without dying and having anyone else see that so it wouldn't pass on to anybody. But he's there, and it's like, oh, just leave. Like, you know that this is gonna end bad. Don't go there. And so she runs back inside. This huge monster is in there, right? Super tall, super creepy. And the way that they pulled this movie off at the end was phenomenal, because the horror in the ending was genuinely unsettling and disturbing and terrifying. I mean, we finally see what really happens when these people get possessed by this thing and are made to kill themselves. And it was just absolutely so, I mean, I was so uncomfortable. I was like, that hurts. That has got, like, that is so uncomfortable. But it was such a good ending, because then the ex-boyfriend goes into the house, right? I mean, we just saw this monster open up its face and crawl inside this lady. I mean, absolutely insane, because that type of horror is present nowhere else in the rest of the movie, and then it just hits you at the very end. And I think that was a really good way to go about it, because if it had kept going on this trajectory where she got out of this alive and well, like I said, would have been completely unbelievable and ruined this movie. But that ending saved this movie because it was so good. Her ex-boyfriend goes inside this house, and you just see her standing with her back face to him in a corner, and she turns around and smiles and sets herself on fire, which is absolute, I mean, that's what she did to the monster, right? But you realize, like, this is not ending, and that's just how it ends, is you realize, like, this is not ending. And I feel like it kind of makes sense too, because throughout the movie, her therapist, right, has been saying, like, you can never truly get rid of trauma. It's always with you. You just have to learn to cope with it and live with it, right? And have power over your own trauma. And I feel like if she had defeated this monster, that contradicts everything from the rest of the movie. Again, someone else would have done that before her. I think the unhappy ending in this movie really pulled it all together. If it had ended any other way, I would have been not as interested in this movie anymore. I would have thought it was dumb. And I think they're kind of, I wonder if they are setting up for a sequel, because they say too that this has happened other places, so they could have, right, like a similar storyline, just in a different place, and I wonder if that's what they're doing. But either way, such a good ending to a movie. I have no words. Like, it was just, it was really good and really pulled it all together. And I think that's where this movie really succeeds, is the beginning and end. And I feel like if the rest of the movie had been even just a little bit more like the beginning and end, I wouldn't be hesitating to say it's a 4 out of 5 star movie, right? I think this one had so much potential, but there were a lot of things that I just didn't care for or felt didn't go with the rest of the movie. But overall, a pretty solid movie, pretty scary, especially in the moment. Like I said, not very psychologically horrifying like it was advertised as, but still a pretty good horror movie and decently original, which I don't know what it is about this year, but there has been a lot of movies coming out that are just phenomenal or at least original, and I'm glad this is getting the attention that it's getting, you know? So that is the end of my review of Smile, directed by Parker Finn. I hope you enjoyed it, and if you did, please check out the rest of my reviews on my podcast or on my blog at mayagreviews.wordpress.com. And like I said at the beginning of this episode, if you have not checked out or are not aware of the situation with Dee Warner's disappearance, please, please, please go check out those resources in the description below and go watch the Interview Room podcast episodes about her disappearance, the ID episode. I believe there was another one too. Yeah, there was a Dateline episode, I believe. There's a Facebook group. So just if you have not heard of her disappearance or are not aware, please, please, please go check that out. Sign petitions, do anything you can, honestly, to help this family. But you can also find me at My The Bookworm on Twitter, Goodreads, BookBub, and Book Sirens. I'm also on Tumblr at Maya Reviews. If you want me to review your book or want to come on the podcast to discuss a novel, maybe even just reach out to me, you can email me at mayagbookreviews@gmail.com. I do ask that if you are reaching out in regards to a review request, interview, collab, blog tour, or anything publicity related, that you check out my publicity request page on my blog first and then email me. Thank you so much for listening and go watch Smile. But don't smile at anyone while you're watching it because that'd be really creepy and everyone around you will be freaked out. So maybe don't do that.